The 2015 Iran nuclear deal continues to unravel. Britain, France, and Germany today triggered a dispute process that could lead to more sanctions against Iran and possibly the end of the agreement. They took that action because Iran says it no longer is following the deal's restrictions. That decision came after its top military commander was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad on January 3rd. The strike was ordered by President Trump, who pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear deal in 2018 and reimposed crippling economic sanctions on Iran. Jim Walsh is Here and Now security analyst. He's with the MIT Security Studies Program. And Jim, these three countries, Britain, Germany, and France, signed the deal. Why are they taking action that could mean the end of it?
Yeah, at first it's sort of a head-scratcher. They want to try to preserve the deal. They're really not going to impose snapback sanctions on Iran if this process doesn't go well. So that's sort of an empty threat. So what's going on? I think what's happening is they're sitting in their capitals, and they've watched the U.S. and Iran bilateral relationship get more violent and dangerous over time. And then they see, which started back in May, these announcements from Iran in order to get leverage of sort of backing away half step by half step away from the deal. And they feel like everything's slipping away. So they can't do much. This is one thing they can do. And my guess is their thought is, well, let's slow the, you know, rather than these tracks just careen off the end here, why don't we slow this down, sort of involve it in an institutional process? Maybe it gets kicked down the road. Maybe it becomes an off-ramp, a way to have conversations if a crisis erupts or if both parties want to find a way to de-escalate. So they don't have any cards. This is the card they're playing. I am doubtful about it. But then again, you know, what they feel like they've run out of options.
Okay, so British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was on the BBC this morning talking more about this. Let's listen.
If we're going to get rid of it, let's replace it. And let's replace it with the Trump deal.
Okay, the Trump deal. As I mentioned, President Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018. But what would a Trump-Iran nuclear deal actually look like? And do you think there's an appetite in Tehran for renegotiating a deal they've already signed?
Well, you know, first of all, there is no Trump deal. There's no deal. There's no, like, it's not like Pompeo has a piece of paper in his pocket with 12 pages of what we want. That's not what's going on here. And I think Boris Johnson knows that. In fact, when he visited the U.S. before we pulled out, he had an op-ed saying the U.S. had not thought through what it was doing. I think, you know, the Europeans have basically sort of swung back and forth between two strategies with Trump. Play nice, sort of appease him, say great things about him, hope that he's nice back. That has failed them. And the others have tried to set an independent course, you know, provide sanctions, relief or insulation to Iran. That has failed. So neither, you know, snuggling up nor going independent has worked. And so they keep going back and forth. I think, you know, I'm sure Macron isn't pleased with Boris Johnson going solo on that.
Yeah. And what about Germany as well?
Yes. You know, but, you know, obviously Britain is at a delicate point in its politics right now with Brexit and a U.S. trade deal and all this other stuff going on at back in London and elsewhere. So I think that's just taking advantage of a media moment more than anything.
Let's talk a little bit about sanctions. So under this dispute process these countries triggered today, Tehran could face even more sanctions. And we know that President Trump already has Iran under severe economic sanctions. Is the threat of more sanctions likely to have any impact on the Iranian government?
I don't think so. I think, well, first of all, the Iranians knew the Europeans were working on this, were doing this. So they've had a chance to think about this. This only really, if there were snapback, it would apply to the international sanctions. The U.S. is sanctioning everyone anyway, and so at some level it sort of doesn't matter. But Iran doesn't want more sanctions. But I don't think, I think they think the Europeans are bluffing. The Europeans aren't going to want, that would certainly destroy what was left of the agreement. The one thing the Iranians have said is they've sort of defected half a step, a full step each month progressively. They've said it's all reversible. And if they went that way, that would be not reversible. So I don't think that's a credible threat to the Iranians.
But one thing I think we're all thinking about, Iran has said that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, not for weapons. But Tehran is being backed into a corner where perhaps they might feel like there's no choice but to develop these weapons.
Well, I think that's a really important point. I think the trigger for that is if the U.S. and Iran keep going tit for tat at each other, and we seem to be in a pause, but that could be different in 3 months, 6 months. Yeah. If we attack their nuclear facilities, I think that that definitely raises the risk that it would trigger an Iranian decision to pursue nuclear weapons. So that's the biggest thing I worry about in terms of their nuclear development. We attack their facilities, they wake up the next day and say, oh, yeah, we'll show you.
And I'm sure we'll hear a lot about this coming up at tonight's debate.
I think it will come up, but foreign policy has not been a big feature of this. And nuclear issues in general have not been a big part of the debate. I certainly hope it is because these are big issues.
Jim Walsh is here and now, security analyst. He's with the MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you.